it is important that there are that children learn the standard form of the of their language so that they can communicate efficiently in it and so on and so forth. Nobody's knocking that. But at the same time, we've learned to respect all the other varieties of the language that are around, and regional dialects, regional accents, and all the non-standard forms of English are seen to have a role in a full communicative life as we have now. And so current trends in school are very definitely to try to get across to kids the extraordinary richness of a language, the many varieties that there are, and all the different attitudes that there are to it, keeping standard language as center stage, because that is so important for them, but at the same time, not getting them to knock everything else. They should value the variety of accents and dialects and so on that exist. And that's another one of the things you have to get right when you're writing a book for kids, that you have to get this balance. You don't want, on the one hand, to give the impression that standard English isn't important, or standard French, or whatever it might be. On the other hand, you want to wean them away from this traditional concept that regional accents and dialects are somehow inferior, or that people who speak them are sort of thick or something. You know?